Patrick, now, as we know, inter-county travel returns from next Monday. From next Monday as well, up to 50 people will be able to gather in churches and mosques and other religious venues, including for funerals and weddings. May 10 also brings the reopening of hairdressers and barbers, galleries, museums and click and collect services. Fintan Gavin was appointed Catholic Bishop of Cork and Ross in June 2019. That was 8 months before the pandemic struck. Bishop Gavin, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
What does Monday mean to you and to the priests and parishioners in your diocese?
I think it means an awful lot to people of faith to be able to go back and to gather in person to worship publicly. I suppose our faith is really about connecting and gathering people. So it's been really difficult for many people, as you describe it there, at so many levels, so many things that we were used to, that people were doing all their lives, suddenly for the last 14 months, in one way or another, that wasn't possible.
And I know we've had services virtually, and people have been able to tune into masses, and you've been connecting through Zoom and so on. But even with the return now, will you still, and will your priests still have difficulties with 50, trying to manage those numbers? And I'm thinking particularly about funerals and weddings.
I think so. I mean, like all these things, I suppose it's the public health guidance that has guided this. So I think everybody, priests and people, want to return safely and to kind of gradually build up. But yes, I suppose with the pods of 50 in some of our bigger churches, it's possible, you know, for Mass on a Sunday, and we've thankfully been able to do that very successfully. It's very difficult for funerals. I mean, 50 is a huge... I had a couple of funerals myself over the last few months when you had 10 parishioners, and that was really, really difficult, 10 mourners there. So in that sense, it's great to start, and we look forward, please God, in the coming weeks and months to being able to open up more and more.
Will you operate some form of pre-booking system for Sunday Masses?
I mean, different parishes have done different things. By and large, that hasn't been necessary. I suppose we've done a few things. We will continue the live stream, so if people aren't comfortable, then they can continue to, you know, to be at home until they feel comfortable and are able to come back to the churches. And I suppose many parishes have put on extra masses as well as a way of accommodating the numbers. Mm.
What about your own position? You're a Dubliner in Cork, and I'm sure that'll lead to a bit of a slagging when you manage to get out and about to the diocese. Something I suppose you haven't really been able to do.
Well, it's funny, in the first, as you said there in your opening words, the first 8 months, it was very much out and about everywhere, and I had just begun confirmations, which was going to be an opportunity really to travel throughout the diocese. I mean, Cork and Ross is a big diocese, takes you right out to West Cork, and so I'm looking forward to being able to do that again. A lot of the contact over the last number of months has been virtual, and which has been great, but it's no substitute for meeting people in person.
Just a final big question, and it's a big question, and I'm asking for a short answer, but your colleague Bishop Michael Deignan, in a pastoral, I think, has been asking fairly big questions about will it be a very different future now in the Catholic Church in Ireland, and what will be the role with churches and masses and education and so on?
I think, like everything, everything has been, you know, with the pandemic, we've asked big questions about so many aspects of our lives, and so many things have changed. So I'd see it as a real opportunity to look at what's really important, what we want to have going forward, and to get back to basics. So, you know, I'd see it as a positive. Pope Francis wrote a pastoral kind of reflection on the post-pandemic church, you know, let us dare to dream. And, you know, it really was about asking those fundamental questions about church, about society. It's about how we can, you know, build a community where people are treated equally, and so on. So yes, I think there's definitely huge challenges there, but great opportunities.
All right. Well, Bishop Fintan Gavin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks. And staying with that reopening theme, for many of us, it's not just, you know, practicing your faith that people have missed, but even simple things like being able to browse in a shop and pick up a treat or try on a piece of clothing before you buy it. And Caroline Hines, owner of Jasmine Design in Mullingar, good morning to you. Tell us what you've most missed with your shop during lockdown.
Hi, Anya. Well, we've really missed seeing our customers. We are very much online, and lockdown did give us a real opportunity to get that all sorted out. But it's not a substitute to seeing your customers. Do you know, you really need to be meeting them, to be able to see what their wants and needs are. And them wants and needs have changed now.
And how have you pivoted the business, and what are your what have you been getting ready, even in terms of your stock for reopening?
Well, that's been a moving target on you, because we haven't known. This particular lockdown was really difficult, because it was changing. So the supply chain had to be informed all the way along. For us, we really dealt with weddings quite a lot and with special events, and they really have been off the cards for the last year and a half or so. So we have now changed to more casual clothes. And really, we've been in touch with people quite a lot, as I said, through social media, and started to do videos and everything. So we have got an idea, but you still need to see your customers. We just can't wait to see them and find out what their lives are and what's important to them now. So we've bought, hopefully, the right way. We hope it's going to be what they want. And we're just dying to see them and to start, you know, servicing the community like we always did, to the best of our ability again, you know.
Oh, the very best of luck with it. You found this last lockdown the hardest, didn't you?
Oh, really, really difficult. We never expected it to be so long. So really, our last day proper trading was Christmas Eve. After that, it's kind of, you know, the swapping bit after Christmas and things. So this year has never really got off. So, you know, you're dealing with spring one minute. Now it's into summer. And, you know, we're hoping the weather stays with us. But I do think that people are going to be really, really keen to get back. So it's going to be very exciting seeing people. So we're really looking forward to it.
And you've still got restrictions. It's one customer at a time, and there'll still be a lot of online business, won't there, and click and collect?
Oh, God, we're not going to forget our online customers. It's given us a whole different market that we didn't have before. But we know that's just for a week, Anya. So they can make an appointment for next week, and we can see people very, very carefully. But even after the week, we will be looking after people very well as well. So by the 17th, it'll be more free-flowing, though, do you know what I mean? But yeah. I think people will have to do a little bit more purposeful shopping rather than too much browsing for a while until things settle down a little bit more, do you know?
It's the smell of new clothes, isn't it? I'm dying to
Absolutely. We're so excited because we've been opening boxes all week, and it's just really, it's not the same without other people seeing them as well, you know? It's like hidden at the moment. But yes, we're really, really looking forward to it, Anya. So thank you very much.
Well, best of luck. And to you and all the other people reopening on Monday, Caroline Hines of Jasmine Design in Mullingar.
Now waiting to talk to us from Limerick is barber Frank Hackett. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how you doing?
And you're in a family business that goes right back to the 1920s. What are your emotions looking ahead to Monday? Are you like greyhounds waiting to leave the traps?
Yeah, we're actually probably a little bit nervous even going back. I mean, we've been closed 24 weeks last year and 24 weeks last year and this year. So, I mean, it's a long time being closed and away from the customers. So, yeah, we're definitely anxious to go back forward to get back at it.
Are you booked out, and for how long?
Oh my God, next week. Yeah, and the thing is, between barbering and ladies hairdressing, all the guys, like, we take half an hour appointments, and we wouldn't do as much colour as the salons. So the next 2 weeks are booked out solid. I think you're looking at over 300 haircuts just alone for next week.
So there's no such thing as a walk-in at the moment, and you have to have other health and safety rules as well now around COVID. I presume there's no cup of tea, the magazines are still gone and so on, are they?
Yeah, the cup of tea is gone, the magazines are gone. From the first round of lockdown last year, at the end of that lockdown, we brought in a booking system on our website, and that was a new thing for us, where traditionally you would have maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 people waiting for a haircut, but those days are gone, and the customers really kind of embraced the new appointment system and actually love it. And we were probably pushed into it in a way, but it's actually been probably one good thing that has come out of it for us.
And men love a bit of pampering at the barbers, but are the shaves gone as well now with the masks?
Yeah, the hot towel shaves are gone for the time being. You know, we'll put them on hold for a while. So, we just don't feel comfortable maybe doing them at the moment. And it's probably just for a health and safety issue. We'll just leave them aside maybe until next year and come back and have a look at it.
Just glad to be open. And have you been able to get all your staff back in? You know, financially, how have you managed?
It's great. All the staff are coming back in and they're looking forward to it and going. So, look, my wife is working. She's a social worker. So, I mean, I've been at home kind of looking after the kids, and I've been training online. You know, I teach a lot of barbering as well. So that's kind of keeping me going. So, yeah, we've got through it.
All right. Well, listen, Frank, the very best of luck next week. And I know all your customers will be delighted to see you back. That's Frank Hackett there, a barber in Limerick.